We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Buffalo Sports Network from Lear Field, this is Buffs Prime Time.
Play action, sets to throw. He's going for the home run, and he makes the grab. End zone, touchdown, touchdown, Colorado. Oh, what a throw!
Buffs Prime Time is presented by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. And by Pepsi is a proud partner of CU football. Cheers to the Buffs and Buffs fans everywhere. Grab an ice cold Pepsi and sco Buffs. Here's your host, the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Welcome in the Buffs Prime Time as we get set for Pac-12 conference action coming up this week in the Colorado Buffaloes. With a loss to Minnesota last week, put a wrap on non-conference play, and now they jump into league action this weekend. We'll be in Tempe, Arizona. It's a late one on Saturday night. Gary and I and Bobby Passavento, the great quarterback for the Buffaloes, are going to hit the air at 6:30 with the Buffalo Stampede pregame show, followed by the kickoff between the Buffs and the Sun Devils at 8:30 on the Colorado Football Network in Denver on 6:30 KHOW and SiriusXM Channel 202 and all the other options out there. The head coaches alongside Carl Durrell. We're also going to talk with Darian Hagan, Buffs legend and running backs coach for the Buffaloes. And Alex Fontenot is going to join us as well, who's just a – Carl, he's a great story, isn't he? I mean, all that he went through last year to come back and play at the level he's playing right now, that's a great story with this football team.
It is. You know, I was – you know, when I first got the job a year ago and I watched Alex play in 2019, I thought that, wow, he was one of kind of the bright spots of the offense and had some consistent production throughout the season. And so I was really looking forward to, oh, wow, we got a great, really good, you know, veteran running back coming back. Yeah. And, you know, we go into training camp in the fall, and that was late in the fall. That was in October. And he, you know, he had that hip issue. You know, we thought it was just a hip flexor or something like that. Yeah. But it ended up being more significant than that. And so he had to miss the year, but he's come back in like gangbusters. You know, he's worked his tail off. He's really had a good training camp. And, you know, so Jay Brew is still Jay Brew. Does things really, really well and very instinctive and has great vision. And Alex is he's a little different type of running, a little slasher type, but he does have some good vision as well. Yeah, and he can kind of pound for those little extra yards that I think Jay Brew struggles with at times.
Is that – it's got to be one of the toughest things for a coach to deal with, because, you know, you're dealing with a kid that's – well, hurt physically and hurt inside. Look what you dealt with JT Trout this year. When that happens to a young man, they're great kids, they're wonderful players, and all of a sudden take it away, you got to be less Bill Belichick at times and more Dr. Phil, I would think, under those circumstances a lot of times, right?
I do. I remember even in my own college career, I got hurt my junior year. Okay. I played my freshman and sophomore years, and we had a lot of production and was part of the mainstream of what we were doing offensively. But then the beginning of my junior year, I ended up hurting my shoulder, and I had to have surgery. So I redshirted my junior year, and I remember missing that season. It was devastating.
It was just
as a player, just because you haven't missed any seasons up until that point, and you've played football for so long since you were a youth, all the way up through high school and then college. You do some introspection about how important it is to you, and how they appreciate even proud of practice, and do those things properly. And so I think he went through a lot of that when he was sitting on the shelf, so to speak. He kind of missed the whole process about the game. So when he came back and started, and he was healthy and doing everything, he practices really how he plays. Mm. He puts anytime he gets a rep and he gets a chance to carry the ball, he's running it the best he can do for that carry.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happens when you have an injury and you come back from it. You just have a little better appreciation.
But what kind of player was Carl Durrell when you played?
Slow.
Were you a player that Carl Durrell would have recruited?
Probably not.
That's funny.
Today's football, back in the 80s, that's different. But, my biggest strength was how smart I was.
Okay.
I knew how to be crafty about separating to get open. I don't know if I can run away from many people.
Okay.
That was a thing that I couldn't do. But, today's football, these athletes are tremendous.
They're
big, strong, and fast. And you have receivers that are just ridiculous in terms of their size and measurables. And, so it's a different game now. But, I couldn't play in today's football. I'd be too slow. I'd be an ice wagon, they call it. So,
you just mentioned something with Alex Fontenot. When they come back, how their view and maybe approach changes. I you don't pay attention to social media, but
no.
There was a video out this week where Deion Sanders was talking about practicing. Okay, and he said, most people practice to practice. And he said, you get out there and you're thinking, I got 2 hours, I got to get through it. He said, sometimes as a player, you make a deal with a guy, cry, okay, I'll lighten up a little bit this time. And then he said, when I played, I practiced to be the best. And he said, there's a mindset there. I thought that was an interesting distinction on when you go out there, what every rep means. I want you to talk to that in terms of how that mindset can really change what you are as an individual, and really what a team can how a team can change.
Absolutely. I mean, and those are the things that I really try to preach with these young men right now about how to approach practice and how to get better and get your skills developed and being more talent. Everybody has talent, but is it skilled? Is it honed? Is it sharp? Is it, can you react on a dime? All those different types of things. And that's what Deion is saying, is that most of the elite players have those qualities.
Sure.
They don't miss a rep, and it's not an intentional rep. I mean, everything has a purpose to it. You're trying to maximize every rep that you do to really improve and develop your craft. And there's really good players. The elite players practice, and that's what their mindset is. They expect to win every play.
Yeah.
They expect it to be precise. They expect it to be executed in their favor every single time. And that's why you become, what Deion Sanders was an elite player. But I think that's something that everybody can really gravitate to if they had that attitude about really honing in their skill set and developing that within the team, and then your team kind of has that same type of mindset. That's when you get a chance to be a special football team, when everyone has, kind of adopted that type of philosophy. So that is something that I do preach quite a bit with our players. And to their point, they're getting better. It's probably saying, well, what do you mean? You guys just had a huge loss last week.
Yeah.
Well, they're getting better. And this, sometimes you can't see the significance of that until you hit you're going to hit that rocky spot, and then how do we respond from it?
Yeah.
So I'm really encouraged about this game, because we've had a really good week of practice, and there was so much more intentional work about getting things fixed and getting themselves ready for the conference season. I believe this team will probably play its best game this week.
Well, you're saying that, and I heard a line many years ago. It said rock bottom has produced more champions than privilege ever has, because it teaches you, and so
have you seen that kind of concept this week and how you guys have kind of responded to what went down last week versus Minnesota?
I have. Yeah. I definitely have. You know, there's, like I said, there's, we got their attention. You know, they, there's definitely that feeling that's on the team that they feel like they've let themselves down in right. a way. So they've, it's a completely different mindset. And there's some really good leaders, you know, within our team too, that are really stoking the fire about the level and the standard of performance that we need to get ourselves to play consistently. And those leaders like a Nate Lamon, they continue to play well all the time. But, you know, in Nate's preparation is kind of what we were talking about with giving Deion Sanders, you know, thought about it. Yeah. That's how Nate practices.
Nice.
Every rep he takes, it's an intentional rep. It's not just a kind
purpose
of float through
it, yeah.
practice. It's something that he's trying to detail so that he can visualize him making that play on Saturday. And so that's why he's, you know, one of those elite players. But that feeling is starting to gravitate throughout our football team.
Well, when you have a young squad, and Gary has talked about this many times, about over the course of his career, when you've got an older squad, you've got a team-led squad, a player-led squad, right? I mean, that can happen. You've got some great leaders on this team. You just don't have a lot of older guys who have been around. So there is a process of helping young guys understand what an intentional rep is, how you approach that, how you do it every day. That's part of the process of building your culture here, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have, you know, a good 10, 12 guys that are really understanding what that means.
Yeah.
And they're trying to, you know, share that message through the other 100, you know, guys that are on the football team. And it is turning. It is turning in the right direction. But what also plays into the fact is that there's inexperience.
Sure.
You know, there's
yeah.
youth. There's
yeah.
guys that are trying to do it, but they don't think that, you know, they're just, maybe it may not click to them as easier when it is an older player. So, you know, for like Brendan Lewis, for example, you know, we had some really good work with him this week with a number of things dealing with quarterback play. Mm-hmm. And he loved every minute of it, because if his mindset is receptive about, I'm going to get better and this is how I'm going to get better, we're going to do extra work and do all those things, you're going to see that development take those extra steps. And I think Brendan took some of those steps this week.
Good. I want to talk a little bit more about that. And you've got another young guy that you're shepherding along, if you will, and Drew Carter. We'll talk about that with the head coach of the Buffaloes. Colorado opening up Pac-12 conference play on Saturday night. It's an 8:30 game down at Tempe, 6:30 with the pregame. More with the head coach of the Buffaloes after this. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional black and gold face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Buffs t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with the CU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, an official bank of CU Athletics. Get yours today at FNBO.com/Buffs. Member FDIC.
I am a nurse.
A firefighter.
A college student.
A mother.
And I am an American soldier.
I will always be ready
for every storm
and disaster that threatens my community.
I will always be there to protect my neighbors,
my family,
and my country.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
SunState Equipment knows the importance of having great players to build a championship team. That's why we're proud to support the athletes, faculty, and families of CU Athletics. With 6 Colorado locations, SunState is the construction equipment rental partner you can turn to for a competitive edge on any project. Working together, winning together. Get your game on with SunState. Visit us at sunstateequip.com. Go Buffs!
What do you want from your sports book? The best odds? Daily personalized promotions? Same game parlays you can boost for even bigger payouts? How about a faster app with easier withdrawals and complete security? Sounds like you don't want to just bet. You want to live your bet life.
life. When you bet with PointsBet, you get better odds and bigger payouts, all in a fast and reliable sportsbook. Looking to bet big? PointsBet Diamond Club is an invite-only premier betting experience. Visit the promo page on PointsBet.com to request access and start earning Diamond Club benefits like exclusive access to tickets and events, 24/7 premium service, a 10% top-up bonus every deposit. Get up to $3,000 and an exclusive experience per Diamond Club referral and unlock personalized promotions. What are you waiting for? Sign up for PointsBet today and live your bet life. PointsBet, Colorado's hometown sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a nature show host.
In the native habitat of a suburban driveway, the poor victim of a broken windshield is left assessing his vehicle, utterly helpless.
Well, not true. If he's got GEICO, he can file a claim online, over the phone, or with his handy mobile app.
But like a lone gazelle, he'll suddenly be left to fend for himself, awaiting his terrible fate.
Nope. GEICO will assign him a designated claims team to help him out, too.
So the gazelle gets his car fixed and everything.
Wow. Nature is so cool.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
The future is growing in Colorado, and Synchronicity Full Spectrum Hemp Oil is planting the seeds. We are a Colorado pioneer with the single pursuit of advancing wellness through the highest quality, most innovative, and sustainable hemp oil products on Earth. It's why we're proud to be an exclusive partner with CU Athletics, joined in our effort to impact the whole body and mind of the people of Colorado and beyond. Feel the future now. Use code CUHERD at SynchronicityHempOil.com for 30% off your first order at checkout. Synchronicity. Feel the full effect.
University of Colorado football is brought to us by Safeway. Safeway's proud to support the Buffaloes. Part of Safeway's commitment is to support local businesses, local growers, and local schools. Because it's Safeway, what matters to you matters to us. Voice of the Bus, Mark Johnson, back here in Bus Prime Time with head coach Carl Durrell. One more segment. Darian Hagan still to come. And Alex Fonda, who we talked about earlier, going to join us as well. What kind of relationship did you have with Darian before you got here as head coach?
I've never worked with Darian. He was around when I was here. He graduated early 90s. I came in 1992, and right. He was around. I think he had some stints in the NFL with some other teams. Yeah. And then when he came back to Colorado, I think he was in a more of an administrative role
first. He was.
And then he went in coaching a little bit later. But I missed him. I didn't get a chance to work with him at all. Yeah. But I'm glad I had a chance to now.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I always love asking the running backs like Jay Brewer or Alex, one of the guys. Do you know how good he was? Because he was pretty good back in the day. Now,
oh yeah, well, his name's in the on the Ring of Fame or the Ring of Honor out there. So
yes, it is.
He must have been a pretty good player. But he's a very competitive guy.
Yes, he is.
And that rubs off on his players, and they play hard. They do a good job.
You were talking before the break about Brandon Lewis and working with him this week, and you got Drew Carter in the mix now. And talk a little bit about kind of the approach with having two guys out there, maybe seeing snaps from both those guys.
The goal is trying to continue to bring the process with Brandon. And like I said, he had an excellent week this week, and we're still bringing along with Drew. And they're both young, they're both freshmen. It's really, given where we are at this point, we should try to get them both going. Because it's going to be important for the development and their experience. And I think for Drew, just like we did a year ago, we had Tyler Lytle play a little bit when Sam Neuer was our starter. We want to just continue his process too, even though he can't be the focal point of what we're doing. But he's getting his reps in practice. He's progressing. He's getting better. And sometimes I think you need to get them both kind of getting some of that experience and does go down, that it's not just a completely foreign experience for the guy that's coming in. So I'm encouraged by Drew. I really am. I'm encouraged by him. He's one of those guys. He's young, and he's got a lot of poise. Yeah. And he plays with a lot of poise. He plays under control. He has great athletic skill and great arm and all those things. And he needs to have his reps too. And we can't get them both equal reps. We got to get Brendan most of the reps, but we're bringing along as best we can.
Well, I know you well know he's gone over in a scrimmage with the basketball guys every once in a while.
Did that this summer.
Yeah,
because he's a heck of an athlete.
Well, and one of the guys I talked to, one of the players, is still
tell me about Drew Carter. And one of the guys says, you know, he's got some swag. So I'm an old guy, not even sure what that means, but I think it was a good thing, Carl.
And that means, I think, that's a check mark saying that he's got some game. So, but he's kind of from a basketball family. His sister, he has an older sister that's at Clemson in basketball there.
Okay.
And I think his parents were athletes too. So, you know, I think the root of their family has been basketball, but he's really taken this football thing to a new level. He's got a chance to be a really good player.
Yeah. What would you say? What do you say? We worked with Brendan this week, and it's been good work with him. And I think you had mentioned something in your press conference on Tuesday. That's awful tough for a young man. You know, you're in that spotlight. When things don't go well, you take all kinds of criticism. How do you kind of help him along and kind of work him through not only the football part of it, but kind of the overall mental aspect of kind of dealing with everything he's dealing with?
He's dealt with it really well. Yeah. You know, obviously he hears all the information about him, and I'm just, like I said in my press conference earlier in the week, it's not just Brendan. You know, it's a process.
Yes.
It's not just Brendan. It's protection. It's, you know, receiving. Getting open. It's, you know, obviously he's missed a few reads too. So it's really a culmination of a lot of different things. That's really what I've expressed with him throughout the week is that, man, you're just going to operate and do what you do and what you see. And then if you don't have any certainty on things that you're seeing, just go find a way to make a play. I want to coach the fun back in this game. Right. And that's why they played the game just from the very beginning anyway, is that they've had a lot of fun in high school and it was fun with their teammates in high school. I don't want it to get where he's stressing so much where he's got to be a perfect player every play. And part of the game is that he'll make some unscheduled plays and make great plays. And I want him to feel comfortable. Hey, if you don't like it, make something else happen. Yeah. You know, just do something that you feel that's instinctual, that helps you with the process of competing. You know, just go and do those things just like he's done before.
You know, you just touched on something that I think is no matter what your line of business is, whether it's a football player, you're a CPA or a broadcaster or anything else, you want to, what's a great Vince Lombardi line? You want to shoot for perfection knowing you're never going to get there, but you'll pass excellence along the way, right?
Exactly.
That kind of concept. And when you are in that mindset of I have to be perfect, then generally you're not. Right?
That's exactly right. When you're wanting to be perfect and you make that first mistake and then all of a sudden it's blown up.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big deal now. I made a mistake or I missed a read or anything like that can happen. Well, you got to go to that quick, next play mentality. You need to think about the plays that already passed. You got to get yourself going on the next play and focus on what's going on there. And he has such a great, both of the quarterbacks actually have such a poised, confident, low-key personality that I don't think it affects them all that much. They do get to the next play. It's just when things aren't, you know, the continuity of what we're doing is just not moving. That's when it becomes very, very much a challenge. And I think, you know, with the work we did this week, I really feel confident that you're going to see a lot of improvement this week.
I'd imagine with all the years you were in the NFL, you and Herm Edwards had to cross paths at multiple times, right?
We have. You know, there were times where I had a chance. It's funny, when I was with the Broncos, he was a receiver coach and he was the head coach with the Jets.
Sure.
And there was a point in time that I had an opportunity to move to his staff on another leadership position on his staff. So, that was something we talked about. Never really amounted to anything because I ended up going to UCLA.
But
it was one of those things that there was a chance for me to possibly work with him, you know, when I was in the NFL. He's had obviously a very good career in the NFL. He's been around a bunch of really, really good coaches. And he's a great coach in his own right. So, you know, him being at Arizona State, he's got such a great personality. He's such a great man. I think good for young people. So I admire Herman. You know, we've never really had a chance to work together, but we've had many discussions along the way.
Sure, I bet. All right, let's talk about his team a little bit. You've got a young quarterback. They've got a guy who's played a lot of football in Jaden Daniels. He's kind of a unique athlete, isn't he, in terms of what he brings to the table?
He's unique because he can make a huge play either with his arm or with his legs.
Yeah.
You know, he can have that type of explosiveness at any point in time in a game. And, you know, he's playing with a lot of poise right now and a lot of confidence. He doesn't panic in the pocket. He knows he's very elusive. He knows he can make people miss in case people are trying to get after him. And he can take off and do some things with his legs. But, you know, the things that I think people underestimate is his arm.
Really?
I mean, he's really has a talented arm, and he can get it to his down the seams or throw go routes with precision. He does a lot of stuff with his arm, so that's what makes him a dangerous player.
How about Rashad White, their running back?
Well, I think Rashad is a very interesting player that really shows all the qualities, I think, what most people looking at the next level. Mm-hmm. He's a good runner. He's a good pass receiver out of the backfield. Those are the types of things that I think in the NFL people look at and say, well, you want guys that can protect. You want guys that are obviously can have great run skill, can have great vision in their runs and finish runs. And what makes that extra plus is that he's really good, you know, out of the backfield as a pass receiver. So yeah, he's a really dynamic player.
So they have dynamic athletes on the offensive side. How about on the defensive side of the ball? The numbers are pretty impressive.
Yeah, they play, you know, I think they play an aggressive style defense, very much like the last couple of weeks. You know, they got guys that can pass rush, and you know, they have a good experience up front with their defensive linemen. They have a couple of linebackers that are returning starters. A couple of guys I think are on a Buckus Award list.
Yep.
And then in the secondary, I think their corners are really experienced guys that are fourth-year players. You know, so they got some good experience on each level of their defense. So it's going to be a great challenge for us. We think we can do some really good things against this team.
They have really struggled with penalties. When you look at their numbers this season, they had 16 for 121 yards or something, and four turnovers last week in the loss to BYU. When that kind of stuff, we've seen that before in the season. When that kind of stuff happens, it can kind of be infectious, can it? You want to make sure you guys don't get involved in that kind of stuff.
That's exactly right. And we addressed our penalty issue that after
yes.
our first game.
Yeah.
We had, you know, 11 penalties in our first game, and then the last couple of games we've had just two or three. So that's a good thing. We fixed those things from our standpoint, but, you know, now it's about just playing our game and not getting caught up with any of the other yeah. kind of things that happen in the course of a game, whether you're jaw-to-jaw with a guy and talking and all that stuff that most people banter about. You know, we got to just focus on the things that we do and, you know, make our great plays and then get back to the next play.
We wrap up here, and we're going to have Darian Haggins coming up in just a moment here. I want to ask you about Josh Watts and the way he's performed this season. I did a little pregame interview with him, and I joked with him. I said, we're seeing you way too much. We don't want to see the punter nearly as much as we're seeing you. But when he's been called upon out there, he's done a really nice job, hasn't he?
He has. He's probably one of the, you know, from last week's game, he was the bright spot of last week's game.
Yeah.
You know, he put those guys and pinned guys inside the 20, you know, at least two or three times over the course of the game. I thought he averaged, I think, over 50 yards of net punting, you know, in the course of that game, which is tremendous for a punter. So I think he's really, you know, in a way, he's being overshadowed because of everything on the offense and defense, but he's been a really, really good bright spot for us on our special teams.
Carl, what's going on down in Australia? Why are all these kickers coming from Australia? I mean, what is it the rugby thing that sets them up?
I think it is in a way, because most of the college systems with punting now, they do a lot of rollout punting. They get
yeah.
away from, you know, pressure when teams are trying to block punts. So a lot of the college systems are doing the rugby style punt. It helps them get the ball out quickly, and it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get a lot of yards, but it makes the returner have to feel the difficult return.
Yeah.
You know, because its ball usually it's not in the air long enough. So sometimes they'll hit it to it's only 30 yards, and then it rolls for another, you know, 15,
sure.
20 yards. So I think it's really because of the style of punting in college. That's what's going on right now.
Yeah. Boy, it's what a neat kid. Well, he's like 25 years old or something. So he's older on top of
yes.
it. So not like talking with one of your 18-year-olds. Hey, I always appreciate having you on the show. Good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. That's Carl DeRoe, head coach of the Buffaloes. He and the Buffs will be down in Tempe on Saturday night. Again, it's an 8:30 kickoff, 6:30 with the pregame of the Colorado Football Network, opening up Pac-12 conference play. Colorado and Arizona State. The aforementioned Darian Haggins is going to join us coming up next here on Buzz Prime Time. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Hey, Buzz fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buzz fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado. Hey, Buffs fans, Colorado is growing jobs, growing leaders. We're even growing the future. Synchronicity Full Spectrum Hemp Oil is planting the seeds of wellness right here in Colorado. Their industry-leading hemp products have set the standard for quality, sustainability, and innovation. It's why they're proud to be the exclusive partner of CU Athletics, a kindred spirit in the pursuit of a healthier tomorrow. Feel the future. Use code CUHERD at synchronicityhempoil.com for 30% off your first order at checkout. And go Buffs!
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Welcome to the show, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Get the best deals of the year on the only trucks built Ford tough. Drive home the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Ford F-150, the legendary performer Ford Super Duty, or the adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Work or play, count on Ford trucks to get the job done. But hurry, Ford Truck Month is one show you don't want to miss.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Run, pass, kick, and fight to win. I'm Rob Wilhite, managing partner of the Swire Law Firm and proud CU alum. Injury cases, like a football game, have to have a winning game plan. We can get you the life-changing settlement you deserve. You can't do it alone. You need a team and coach behind you, making sure every play leads to victory. If you've been injured in an accident, call or text 303-GOOD-LAW today.
Hey, Buzz fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buzz fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
Back on Buzz Prime Time here at the Colorado Football Network. Voice of the Buzz, Mark Johnson, getting ready for Pac-12 conference play this weekend. Saturday night, we're going to be down at Sun Devil Stadium, Tempe, Arizona. It's the Buffs and the Sun Devils. It's a late one, 8:30 with the kickoff. Mountain time, that is, 6:30 with the pregame. Coach Barnett, Bobby Pastavento, and I are going to have the broadcast. Darian Haggins joining us here for a few minutes. We're just... that. Was it 07 or 08 that game? We went down to Tempe for a non-conference game,
right?
And it was hotter than Hades there. I mean, it was just ridiculous how darn hot it was that right. day. You remember that game?
Yeah, I do remember. It was a game where we went in with a lot of confidence. We thought that we could get out
and we were up at the half.
Yeah, we were up. Yeah. We were up, but the temperature, like you said, it was so hot, man.
And I don't want to hear about dry heat. I don't want to hear about right here. When it's 118, it's just way too hot.
It's like opening up an oven. Hot oven.
In fact, when we looked on Saturday, they were talking about the temperature 104.5 range or something. We just looked it up here a moment ago. I think it's supposed to be like 92 during the day, so right. That'll put it in the 80s. So it'll be relatively comfortable
right there.
How are you guys doing? It certainly was a tough one last week for everybody involved.
Right.
And how's this week been for you and your guys?
This week has been really, really refreshing because the guys could have went the other way. You know, but those guys, they came back with a sense of urgency, you know, attention to detail. You know, my thing was that, you know, they had to have mental discipline.
Yeah.
You know, do the little things right and everything take care of themselves. And my guys are into it. They're all in and ready to rock.
You know, I just asked Carl about this, and he's not a social media guy. I know you're on a little bit. Did you see the video by Deion Sanders this week talking about practice?
I did.
Did you see that? I mean, about most guys just practice to practice, right? Just get through the reps and get the other practice. And he talked about when I played, every rep I was trying to prepare to be the best.
Right.
Did that really resonate? Is that something that's worthwhile for your guys to hear that message? I'm sure you've talked something like that to them.
Oh, yeah. I've talked to them about that, you know, making sure that every count, every rep counts.
Yeah.
And also, I sent each one of them that video.
Did you really?
Yeah, because it resonated, you know, because every last one of them, you know, they say they want to get to a level to where they can, you know, take care of their moms and stuff for the rest of their lives. And I tell them all the time, the only way you can do that is do things the right way, and you got to have competition amongst each other, you know, good competition, but bring the best out of each other, and you get what you're trying to get.
There are probably guys, a few,
that get to this level and have that mindset. But the vast majority, you got to teach that to them, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to teach that to them. You know, a lot of guys, they say they're hungry, but they're not willing to put in the work to grind to get it. You know, and once you, you know, instill it in them, you have to teach it, and you have to teach it, and you have to talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
And if you keep talking about it, you know, it manifests. You know, but if you don't talk about it, they forget about it.
What have you seen from Alex Fontenot this year? I mean, so he had a wonderful 2019, rushed for almost 900 yards that season. Last year, he's out with the unfortunate injury. What have you seen from him in his comeback season?
I've seen a hungry desire.
Yeah.
You know, he's itching and clawing to do some really good things. You know, and he's all about the team. He wants to make sure that everyone is all on the same page and everyone is pulling their own weight.
Yeah.
He's fired up, and you can see he's running angry out there.
Nice.
You know, and that's a blessing, that and this shows you that you know, that year off, you know, that put a lot of hunger and desire into him.
Is he the same player?
He's a better.
Is he really?
Yeah, I think he's a better player.
How so?
He's more driven. Mm. In the past, you didn't know where you stood with Alex, because Alex doesn't say a lot.
No, he doesn't.
You know, you didn't know where you stood with him. You didn't know where he was at, you know, retaining the knowledge and all those things.
Yeah.
But now he's talkative, and, you know, he understands his role, and he's doing a really, really good job for us. Yeah. He's bringing the best out of all those guys.
Yeah, without question.
Making them work.
You've got so many guys in that room that are so talented. We know what Jay Brew can do. I mean, he's the reigning offensive player of the year in the Pac-12. Alex was great 2 years ago. He's making his comeback. Ashad Clayton, Deion Smith, Jay Lee Stacks. I mean, I don't know. You don't have enough footballs to go around for all those guys.
No, you're right. Yeah. You try to find, you know, a healthy balance and try to get guys going and things like that. But it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's a one-back offense, you know, and then when we go two-back offense, you know, it's usually a fullback. But, you know, I try to keep them motivated and keep them, you know, into it. But we're going to have to find a way to get them all going. And, you know, maybe just by what plays they do best, personnel groups and things like that. But we got to do something to get those guys out there, because they're really good.
With as deep and talented as they are, can it be as simple as which guy has the hot hand that day?
Yeah.
Earn his reps?
Yeah, yeah. I believe so. And then that's the way it rolls in practice. You know, and that's the way it's you know, kind of playing out right now, you know, with the season. You know, guy with the hot hand is going to be the guy with the ball in his hand.
Yeah. Boy, they are talented. Fun to watch.
Right.
How about Broussard? After what we saw, he kind of surprised. I know he didn't surprise you.
Right.
But he surprised a lot of people last year.
Mm-hmm.
Has he come back with growth, with greater confidence and understanding of who he is and what he's capable of?
Yeah, he understands what he's capable of, and he understands that, you know, it's going to take more than just him.
Sure.
You know, being the reigning Pac-12 player of the year, and a guy that, you know, he wants to make sure that he's not, you know, we want to make sure that he's not taking a pounding and giving him, you know, a crazy amount of carries, and we have the depth. To help him out.
Sure.
So we're trying to make sure that we do that for him. But he understands that we got to bring other guys along and help him out. But he's fired up. He's Jay Brew.
Yeah. When you're coming off a great game, a win, you know, I'd imagine that's an easy week for you guys, right? Mm-hmm. When you're coming off a week like last week, how do you coach differently? How do you have to approach things with your guys differently? Understanding that, listen, that was not okay with us. We're not. That's not who we want to be, and we got to get better. How do you change how your approach maybe in a week like this?
Well, I think the approach we get to is more about attention to detail. You know, when you have greatness, you know, it's easy. But when you lose like we lost, or to lose, you know, by 1 point, you know, it makes everybody, it's magnified, makes everybody think. And the way I approach it and the way Coach Durrell approaches it is you got to stay steady.
Yeah.
You got to stay steady, but you got to be demanding, and you got to make sure you don't miss the little things. Little things matter in this game of football, and details, details, details.
Yeah, without question. Arizona State, what do you see when you look at that defense for the Sun Devils?
I think they're a pretty talented team. They do a lot of unconventional things on defense. They like to run around. They like to hit, to talk a lot of trash. You know, at times they play a little bit undisciplined, and they'll get out of gaps and things like that, run around blocks. You know, but we have to just be, you know, attention to detail, know our assignments, know who to block, and things like that on offense, and I think we'll be fine.
There is a sense, isn't there? I mean, college sports are unique in this regard, unlike the pros, where you've got non-conference before you get to conference. There is a kind of a sense of beginning, isn't there, when you show up with the conference play?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you throw everything out, you know, from non-conference, throw it out the window, and then you concentrate on your conference, and that's your season. Mm. You know, if you can, you know, win your conference and everything that you set out to reach, you know, your goals and things like that, they're all attainable.
Yeah, that question. And boy, you look at this league right now, it's kind of wide open. I mean, you know, I think Oregon's a very good football team, obviously.
Right.
But boy, you look and you know, everyone's had this, their ups and downs so far early in the season.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, Oregon is a sound team, they're pretty good. And every other team has been, you know, ups and downs, yeah. And it's wide open, you know. And so you have to, you know, it's a player. I think our players have to take over, and to achieve what we want to achieve, you know, we got to have a great leadership, we got to have great buy-in, and we got to have a great culture. And the culture has been, you know, from top to bottom. You know, Coach Durrell's the leader, and the guy. I think the guys are all in, and you know, these guys are hungry. And they want to be good. They want to do well. And in order to do those things, the team has to come together and stay together, and we'll be fine.
All right. I haven't talked to you since the first of the season. And there is nobody that is more through and through black and gold than this guy right here. When Ralphie ran the first time, did you cry?
I didn't cry, but I wanted to. You know, it was just to, you know, to be out there. Yeah, it was awesome to see her run, and it was, and when I first seen her come out the gate, first thing I thought about was Damari, the first time my son was able to stand on his own and run after something, you know, and when I seen her coming out and, you know, they were handling her with kid gloves,
I know. Yeah.
You know, it just took me back there, but it was an awesome feeling to see her out there and be a part of it.
You got to give your boy Barney a hard time now. He cried like a baby in the booth.
Oh, did he?
Oh, geez. He asked these guys here. He was, I mean, he couldn't do the segment. He kept waving me off. We had to go to commercial break. And I'm like, come on, Gary, for goodness sakes. It was, oh, my goodness.
He's getting soft.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. He never would have cried back in the day.
No.
Not a chance.
Back in the day, he would say, get the animal out of here.
That's outstanding. Hey, man, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Good luck this weekend. You bet. That's the great Darian Hagan, Buffs legend, running back coach for the Colorado Buffaloes, who's opening up Pac-12 conference play on Saturday in Tempe. Looking forward to this one. Not nearly as hot as we thought it was going to be. Initially, I thought it was going to be in the 100 range, but high that day is like 93, so by the time we kick that one off, should be 88 or so. 6:30 with the pregame, 8:30 with the kickoff. Gary Barnett, the softy, along with Bobby Passavento, and yours truly on Saturday night. Looking forward to that one. You can catch it, by the way, in Denver on 6:30 K. How do we follow the Rockies game on KOA News Radio as well. As we put a wrap on Buffs Prime Time week, thank you for joining us. Thanks to the coach. Thanks for Darian. And coming up next, we have got Alex Fontenot during our players segment. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
The future is growing in Colorado, and Synchronicity Full Spectrum Hemp Oil is planting the seeds. We are a Colorado pioneer with the single pursuit of advancing wellness through the highest quality, most innovative, and sustainable hemp oil products on Earth. It's why we're proud to be an exclusive partner with CU Athletics, joined in our effort to impact the whole body and mind of the people of Colorado and beyond. Feel the future now. Use code CUHERD at SynchronicityHempOil.com for 30% off your first order at checkout. Synchronicity. Feel the full effect.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
What do you want from your sports book? The best odds? Daily personalized promotions? Same game parlays you can boost for even bigger payouts? How about a faster app with easier withdrawals and complete security? Sounds like you don't want to just bet. You want to live your bet life. When you bet with PointsBet, you get better odds and bigger payouts, all in a fast and reliable sportsbook. Looking to bet big? PointsBet Diamond Club is an invite-only premier betting experience. Visit the promo page on PointsBet.com to request access and start earning Diamond Club benefits like exclusive access to tickets and events, 24/7 premium service, a 10% top-up bonus every deposit. Get up to $3,000 and an exclusive experience per Diamond Club referral and unlock personalized promotions. What are you waiting for? Sign up for PointsBet today and live your bet life. PointsBet, Colorado's hometown sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Huddle up!
Yeah, the wife and I are house hunting and the competition is fierce. We can't lose to another buyer.
Coach, just get a verified approval from Rocket Mortgage. Yeah. Verifies your income, credit, and assets up front, so sellers know you're playing to win.
Now that's the hustle I'm looking for.
When you need a competitive edge, Rocket can.
We use the timeout for that.
Get started at rocketmortgage.com. Proud supporter of college athletics.
Rocket. Verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I must give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
SunState Equipment knows the importance of having great players to build a championship team. That's why we're proud to support the athletes, faculty, and families of CU Athletics. With six Colorado locations, SunState is the construction equipment rental partner you can turn to for a competitive edge on any project. Working together, winning together. Get your game on with SunState. Visit us at sunstateequip.com. Go Buffs!
Welcome back to Buffs Prime Time. My voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, getting ready for Colorado at Arizona State this weekend in Tempe. Late ball game, 8:30 Mountain Time. We're going to hit the air at 6:30 on the Colorado Football Network. This guy's going to be a big part of what the Buffs do as they open up Pac-12 conference play. Alex Fontenot, junior running back for the Buffaloes. Had a tough week last week, but you're one of the leaders of this team. Give us a little temperature check in the squad.
I mean, yeah, it was definitely a disappointing loss, but the thing about practice is you just have to get back in it and get better one snap and clear onto the next.
Give us an update on you and how you feel. You look fantastic, but you must feel really good right now, right?
Yeah, I feel good, thankfully. Thank God. Came back from my injury. Thankfully, no problems with that. But, yeah, just working out this season, just grinding to get churn out those yards and get more wins.
Take us through the process. It's not an easy injury to come back from. I mean, that had to be tough on you.
Yeah, apparently, but I found a way. A lot of hard work, a lot of sweat, a lot of tears.
Yeah.
But we're back.
Explain for the listeners what you were dealing with last year.
I had a minor fracture in my hip. So it was a 6-week recovery. So a lot of rehab for that.
Now for old guys like me, that would have been the end of everything. For a young guy like you, you're healing quickly. Take us through the process. How tough was the rehabilitation? Was it pretty painful for a long time, or what was it like?
It wasn't as much painful, just more discomfort. Okay. But once I got over a certain hump, it was just strengthening it at that point. And once I got to that, it was good as new.
It's a tough deal, isn't it? And I think going through something like that, it makes you guys understand how fragile what you do is. I mean, it can be taken away in a split second.
Yeah, but you can't let that affect how you play at the same time. You can't change your play style just because of an injury.
Yeah. Did you miss it? I mean, how much did you? I know you missed it. How much did you miss it last year?
Oh, so much. Yeah. But, I was happy to see that we were doing big things, finally made a bowl game, which I was, like, really, really happy for.
Yeah. How about from the workout standpoint? So you couldn't do much of the lower body, I'd imagine, for a while. What were you doing during that period of time?
A lot of upper body, getting big.
How's that? That bench pretty good after all that?
Yeah, it's looking nice.
When did they finally let you get back? And was it just initially, okay, we're gonna walk, we're going to start the jog, we're going to start to run? What was that process like?
Initially, I couldn't do any lower body until 5 to 6 weeks. So right after that, I was on it, just doing as much as I can to get my hips right.
You know, I think there's a period too when guys come back, and I've talked to many guys over the years coming back from a knee injury or something, and there's a mental aspect to that, right? I mean, you don't. I'm not sure if I could put all the, you know, pressure on it, all the strain on it. Did you go through that process?
I mean, initially, yeah, but then this brings me back to my last point. You can't change your play style because of injury, because in the end, that only hurts you because you're used to how you play.
You know, Brady Russell and I were talking a little bit about his injury that he had last year. Of course, he was out, didn't get to, but he said he got the coach a little bit. Were you doing the same thing?
Yeah, a little bit, but that backfield doesn't need a lot of coaching.
You weren't giving Jerick and those guys any pointers?
Oh, no, that's all natural.
You know, you had a chance to sit and watch him, and being a great running back yourself, talk about the appreciation you had where Jerick was. Because he's come back from injuries as well, and to see him do that last year, what was that like for you?
Yeah, just to see him, like, finally flip the switch in practice and, like, show what pretty much our whole back room is known, like, what he can do, and that's just a great moment, just being the older guy and watching the younger guys like finally get that light switch moment.
It is amazing how much talent is in that room. You ran for almost 900 yards 2 seasons ago. He had his big year in a shortened season a year ago. We know what Ashad can do, what Dion can do, what Joe can do. I mean, it's really amazing how talented that room is. Do you guys kind of lift? Does it lift all boats, being that all you guys are pretty talented?
Oh yeah, definitely. We're definitely like really close, like inside and outside the locker room. So That definitely helps, and just like we feed off of each other in practice and just our energy.
Is it a healthy competition where, okay, maybe you go out and have a big run, you walk back and kind of give a little nod or a wink to Jared and go, hey man, let's see what you can do now?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's always like that, but you better be ready to get critiqued if you mess up.
How have you seen over your time here Darian Hagan grow? We just had him on here on the show. How have you seen him grow as a coach, do you think?
Yeah, just to watch him go from like a room full of older backs who took control of the room to a room full of younger backs who needed more guidance. Yeah. Just seeing that transition and how he handled that was really good.
How about now? You've been 2 years under Carl Durrell, although you didn't play last year. What would be your take and assessment of Carl Durrell and how he coaches and how he leads his team?
I love his approach and his style to us as players and to the game as well. Just the preparation that we take, and also just the focus that we have to just be locked into everything.
You've been around this program a long time. Big matchup coming up here on Thursday, or on Saturday night, rather. Give us a quick thought about Arizona State.
Yeah, I think they have a solid defense. I can't, because I played them in 2019, I already know that you can't take them lightly. So hopefully we're going to have a good game plan for them. We're going to get the work done.
Lastly here, we were, I was just joking before we actually went on here. You went over 1,000 yards against A&M, then lost a couple yards, fell behind. Now you're at 1,000 yards. You got back there against Minnesota. What does that mean to break 1,000 yards for your career?
I mean, it's nice, but I need to add a little cushion to that so I don't keep going back.
Yeah, don't lose the yardage early, because you're going to break 1,000 yards 3 times in a row, which maybe has never been done. Hey, congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Alex Fontenot, running back for the Colorado Buffaloes. They've got that 8:30 game as they open up Pac-12 conference play on Saturday night. We're going to hit the air on the Colorado Football Network at 6:30 with the Buffalo Stampede pregame show as we wrap things up this week on Buffs Primetime. Thanks for joining us. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Hey, Buffs fans, Colorado is growing. Growing jobs, growing leaders, we're even growing the future. Synchronicity Full Spectrum Hemp Oil is planting the seeds of wellness right here in Colorado. Their industry-leading hemp products have set the standard for quality, sustainability, and innovation. It's why they're proud to be the exclusive partner of CU Athletics, a kindred spirit in the pursuit of a healthier tomorrow. Feel the future. Use code CUHERD at synchronicityhempoil.com for 30% off your first order at checkout. And go Buffs!
Welcome to the show, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Get the best deals of the year on the only trucks built Ford Tough. Drive home the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Ford F-150, the legendary performer Ford Super Duty, or the adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Work or play, count on Ford trucks to get the job done. But hurry, Ford Truck Month is one show you don't want to miss.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Run, pass, kick, and fight to win. I'm Rob Wilhite, managing partner of the Swile Law Firm, and proud CU alum. Injury cases, like a football game, have to have a winning game plan. We can get you the life-changing settlement you deserve. You can't do it alone. You need a team and coach behind you, making sure every play leads to victory. If you've been injured in an accident, call or text 303-GOOD-LAW today.
How many Boss Babies can one family hold? Find out in the outrageous adventure, The Boss Baby, Family Business, now available at Redbox. Set 40 years after Boss Baby, estranged brothers Tim and Ted Templeton reunite when a magical formula turns them into babies for 48 hours. Joining forces with Tim's secret agent daughter, they must go undercover to prevent an evil genius from turning toddlers into monstrous brats. Watch The Boss Baby, Family Business, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Hey, college football fans, I'm Mike Golic.
And I'm Kate Scott. This fall, we are bringing you a fresh new way to hear college football play-by-play. Golic and I teaming up for College Football Saturday Night, powered by Learfield.
It's a bold new way to listen to college football. Smart, fun, refreshing, food, I added that. A unique radio play-by-play experience, and I'm so looking forward to broadcasting live alongside Kate this fall.
College Football Saturday Night, powered by Learfield. Hope you'll join us.
Buffs Primetime has been presented by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. And by Pepsi is a proud partner of CU football. Cheers to the Buffs and Buffs fans everywhere. Grab an ice cold Pepsi and skull Buffs. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Buffalo Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.